Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I want to tell you guys real quick about the easiest way to get some action on any of the major sports right now, including motorsports. It's Underdog Fantasy and their pick 'em game. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite or maybe your least favorite players or driver stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile app. All you need to do, pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick 'em entry. Get every pick right, and you're taking home some serious money. Maybe enough that you can buy an IndyCar team or give them some money for some marketing. All you need to use is the promo code PLP and get your first deposit doubled by up to $500 by Underdog. Some points on why you want to use Underdog versus everything else out there. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. You don't need to worry about waivers or trades or lineup setting. You can draft your team in a couple minutes and you're done. Like I mentioned, you sign up with the promo code PLP. Click the link in the show notes each and every week going forward on this show, and your first deposit will be doubled. In other words, you deposit $100, you're getting $100 free. Check them out, guys. We will try to do as many pick'em sections in this show as possible each week going forward to give you our insight. We will share what we're picking, maybe even if it's other sports if you guys are interested. Anyway, Underdog Fantasy Sports, check them out now.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Chocum. Frenchie is here. We are going to spend the next 20 to 30 minutes talking exclusively about Connor Daly's new livery, and that will be the only topic of the episode. We have a non-racing question to start from Frenchie here momentarily. We'll do some news, nothing too crazy. Next week, we should have co-host Malukas on. Confirmed it yesterday prior to the official news that he won't be racing, which we'll discuss, I guess, in a minute here. But yeah, we'll confirm that. And then the week after, Frenchie will have a guest co-host, probably somebody very disappointing. So, you know, even when I said that, I don't think you'd heard it, but the dog behind him. He's on the couch behind me, and he just let out the biggest groan. So even the dog knows how disappointing that will be. But I will be on vacation that week.
Cody's dog loves you, so that's okay.
Cody's dog loves me, like, almost, like, too much. Like, it's, like, painful. Like, I don't want somebody to love me that much. It's like, I need to breathe. And
she imprinted on you or something.
Yeah, I would say so. It's a bit much, to put it lightly.
I'll talk to him about that when we have him on.
Yeah, Indy is a very lovely dog. She's just a bit aggressive in the love. It's like too clingy love. But so I have a kickball update. Is this did I talk about this on one of the episodes like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, but I can't keep it straight on whether you talked about it on Open Wheel or the NASCAR side. I have no idea which one or both.
So I'll waste time on this one. When we do NASCAR recording after this, I'll come up with a non-racing question. So I went to play again last night because my girlfriend's team, it's like a city league. It's not like a work thing in particular. And there's all sorts of, like, you know, there's a volleyball league, there's a soccer league. I'm sure there's like softball or something in the summer. So anyway, after the last game, I know I told you I injured my quad exercising. And I was like, so this weekend, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm feeling back to 100%. I'll come to kickball. We're in the field the first inning. I'm running around the outfield totally fine. I go up to bat in the first inning. I take one kick and pop goes my quad again. And I like jogged so lightly around the bases that inning. And then the rest of the game, I like hobbled around. I didn't take myself out. Although after my second to last at bat or last at bat, I just like sat on the ground. I was like, yeah, I can't run right now. And I was going to play next week because she works right until she's like, yeah, I'm not going to go because she's like, I'm going to pack for a vacation when I get home from work. I'm like, well, maybe I'll like walk up by myself or drive over. It's like a little far to walk from my apartment. No, I think I'm going to rest because I would like to not be like limping around on vacation. So yeah, it hurt.
What if you used a scooter? Like you could use the leg that hurts to kind of be the one that balances and then
yeah,
scooter around the bases.
I felt really bad in the outfield. So one of her, so this is like everybody on our team essentially is a coworker of hers. And the girl who was next to me in the outfield, there's like four outfielders because you're allowed to have 10 fielders. Anytime the ball went to my left or my right, I was like, yep, you're going to have to run after that. And I'm just like, nobody, like, I guess I hit the pain pretty well until like we were walking back and my girlfriend looked at me and she's like, you hurt yourself again, didn't you? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe so, you're not meant to do this. Are you the oldest one in this league? Or is your body just fragile from like playing sports too much as a youth?
You know, I think it's both. First off, yeah, I probably am the oldest because, well, I don't really want to talk professional lives on here, but everybody that is on the team is at least a couple of years younger. There's a few that are like 26, 27. But anyway, yeah, most of them are at least a couple of years younger than me. But I never, in all the years I played hockey, and I tore my hamstring once. I, you know, had plenty of injuries playing hockey. Never had a quad injury. I get it working out, but like, I guess I didn't realize it. And I did like a telehealth appointment with my doctor this morning just to make sure like I don't like need an MRI or something. And she was like, yeah, even a minor quad injury can take up to a month to like really recover. And she's like, if there's one thing you shouldn't do, it's any sort of like, you know, leg day, like lifting weights or kicking something. I'm like, So yeah, I think it was just, for once, I don't think it was old age. It was just an injury and I just didn't give it enough time to like really heal.
I mean, I hope you got it in like a dramatic way though. Like if you're going to injure yourself, you're going to go and do it like on a play where you scored, right?
I did get a hit.
Okay.
I actually, even with a bum leg. So the first, when I like re-injured it, I did not get a hit, but then the next two at bats I went up, I did get a hit and I did score a run. I was not running very fast because I was afraid if I ran fast, my like quad would fall off the rest of my leg, but yeah, no, I mean, I made a couple catches in the outfield. Catching a kickball is harder than, it's hard when it's an adult kicking it because it comes a lot faster than when you were like 8 years old in gym class.
True. That's very true. I can definitely hear the sound of like one of those rubber balls being kicked. It's just something you don't forget.
When in the first game and I was in the outfield and it's a little hard. I also like, it's hard to see in the dark with those like big towering lights kind of over top of you. And the first fly ball I caught definitely like caught me square in the chin as I was like getting my hands up, which was like not a good feeling for like the next 10 minutes.
As you look up into the lights, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
But
I shouldn't play this game, or you need to be in like a bubble when you play now.
I'm obviously not playing next week because I don't want to re-injure myself. The week after I'm on vacation, and I think there might be a game or two after that, but we're going to play like I don't need to be like tearing a quad muscle playing kickball. It's really fun though. Like getting like the competitive side of me like out is a lot of fun, but yeah, it's also quite painful right now.
I mean, that shows how dedicated I guess you really are to this.
Yeah, their team should be grateful for my dedication.
Yeah, you deserve the trophy when they win at the end of the season. It's going to go in a place of honor at your place, right?
There's one team. The team we played last night was like the team. I didn't even tell my girlfriend this because we got distracted on our walk back, but I was on first base my next at bat after I got a hit. And I was just like kind of screwing with the first baseman because this team took it like real seriously. The last two, both games I've gone to, like the last time, like it's the city gives you these like t-shirts with like a sponsor on it. It's nothing fancy. The last game I played, the team put numbers and their names on the back like it's like an official jersey.
Oh, okay.
And this week, you could tell they took it very seriously. They had like their own pregame warm-up routine, like where we're all like sitting on the side playing with the dog. Like the one girl brought her dog to the park, and we're just like screwing around. And so I was standing on first base.
You didn't stretch? That's how you injured yourself, man.
I did stretch because I knew I was like, I'm not 100, not sure how, if I'm really 100% right now.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm standing on first base and like the second girl, the girl who's playing second base was like, pay attention to the guy in first base. So like I'm screwing around with the first baseman. I'm just having fun. And I'm like, hey man, I'm going to steal second base. Obviously there's no stealing in kickball. It's not like, I don't want to say it's not a real sport, but it's not a real sport. And he was like, there's no stealing in kickball, man. I'm like,
he didn't take a joke at all.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, nerd, like relax.
Clearly he was not picked in kickball as a youth. So he's, I guess, reliving his childhood and taking it way more seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we've wasted 10 minutes. So now if you want to save that non-racing question for our NASCAR recording when we're done here, we don't have that much IndyCar news, and now we've successfully killed a solid chunk of time. I didn't think kickball would take up a 10-minute discussion, nor do I really care, though.
I mean, I have multiple non-racing questions, but I can save them because...
Yeah, might as well.
I think, yeah, we can just save them and dole them out slowly. I mean, what more do the listeners want than a kickball rundown for 10 minutes at the beginning of the episode?
It's like on Off Track when they inevitably go into like a discussion on travel or travel issues.
So something's gonna happen to you in your vacation.
Shut up.
It's a long flight and a lot of different countries for you to visit, like just a long time. You're gonna run into at least one rude person or like awkward situation. I don't hope that on you, but
yeah,
I mean, you are leaving the United States, which I mean, other parts of the world may be different. Like there are certain places where I'm sure they have a different concept of politeness.
Yeah.
But I think where you're going, you might actually be safer than in the US.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point. You're probably not wrong. Thankfully, both my flight out and my flight back, the layover isn't too long. It's only like a 2.5-hour layover each direction. And the layover on the way out is in Montreal. So I'm hoping there's like some good poutine somewhere in the airport that we can post up at and have a drink and kill some time.
There'll be good beer for sure, at least.
Yeah, and I definitely want to have a beer or two because it's an overnight flight. From like the Montreal flight is at 10. It's either at 10:50 or 11:15. You know, it's late. It's late enough that like...
Right.
I want to sleep as soon as I get on the plane.
Yeah, because it's 6 hours ahead, or maybe even five hours. It's five. Oh, because of
daylight savings.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
but still, that means that it's like 6 a.m. when you're getting on your plane, and then you have like an 8-hour flight, right?
I think it's 7, but yeah, it's long. It's going to be long. I think on the way back, our connection's in Dublin. So it's like,
You told me that.
Yeah.
I forgot why. I made some comment about Dublin.
Probably because the airline I'm flying is Aer Lingus, and we both made inappropriate jokes at the name Aer Lingus. I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't feel like having to do any editing.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I have no idea how you could even come up with anything related to that word or that name that would sound inappropriate. I'm lost on that one. That's gone right over my head.
Yeah, sure. Okay, we should probably get to racing news now. Otherwise, we're going to lose the rest of the people who still listen to the show.
All right. Yeah. Good point. I watched F1 this weekend. There's nothing to say about it, but I just want to let people know that I'm still watching. So if we ever decide to bring F1 back onto the show, if it seems to be worth it and listeners want that, I'm staying in the loop.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because we went to New York this weekend to see some shows on Broadway, and not to keep talking about other things other than racing. And I was traveling just like, you know, it's not like we went far. We took an hour and a half train ride. And Saturday night, got back. I watched the Flyers lay another egg Saturday night to the worst team.
Another
in
leg.
The NHL.
Yeah. That was and, Freudian slip for you.
Yeah. And they're also getting slaughtered right now as we record. So I'm so depressed. And Sunday, I woke up at like 8:30, like I normally do, fell back asleep until like 11. When I went to get the dog from my parents, my dad was like, I watched F1 this morning. He watched like the replay at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or whatever. And he was like, it was garbage. So, you know, it definitely didn't give me any motivation to get back into it.
Yeah, I watched because it was Suzuka, and that's one of my favorite tracks ever.
Yeah.
And it still really didn't produce.
Yeah. So should we talk about racing or should we talk about my New York trip?
Nah, we can get to that at another point.
Okay.
Let's talk about how Prema,
F1
related right here, because it's a laddered team. I guess, what do they have? At least F2. Do they also have F3?
I have no idea.
Lower down the ladder?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. I haven't followed F2 since maybe a couple years ago. They have, an F2 and an F3 team, and then various other junior championships around the world. They are based in Italy, but they are coming to IndyCar. It is confirmed for 2025 that they're going to have a two-car lineup with Chevy engines, and I believe there was something about a rookie, right? And then somebody who is like
driver.
A rookie. Yeah, but who's coming up the F1 ladder. Yeah, they want to bring someone over like that. And then, so they'd be a rookie to IndyCar is what I meant.
Sure.
And then somebody that's established, right? Like a veteran IndyCar driver is what I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about Prema other than that they're typically competitive.
Yeah.
In F2... Yeah, I know it doesn't mean much going to IndyCar like, you know, Carlin a couple of years ago, but also I think the big thing with the Carlin thing that I think teams might see now is what they need to do to at least be competent. I'm not even going to say competitive, just competent. So I'm not saying they're going to be, you know, winning races in their first year, but I don't think they're going to be, you know, totally off track. Sorry, there's somebody honking their horn obsessively outside my window.
Damn.
Yeah. Welcome to Philly. But yeah, so I'm interested. I think it's pretty cool. I don't like, this isn't news like to me where I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest day ever. IndyCar is, you know, going to the moon. But it's not a bad thing that a team with this level of international notoriety in motorsports wants to come to IndyCar. So
yeah,
I think it's cool. I'll leave it at that. I don't know too much about the team. There's a press conference tomorrow that I don't have time to join, but yeah, I'm definitely curious. I'm more curious who the rookie or young driver will be, you know, who they're going to bring over from F2. I guess the one kind of negative is like, they're like, oh yeah, on the ladder to F1. So does that mean after like a year or two in IndyCar, they're just going to like try to get them in F1, which I guess doesn't really make sense because we know how much of a joke the F1 ladder system is the last 5 years at least. So yeah, I think I just solved my worry on that one as we sit here.
So I'm going to read you some of the names that they've won with, just to go back through their history a little bit.
Yeah.
In F2, they won with Charles Leclerc in 2017, Mick Schumacher in 2020, and Oscar Piastri in 21.
Never heard of them.
They have a connection with Yuri Vips, actually, back in 2017 in Formula 4. They won GP2 with Pierre Gasly in 2016. They won F3. Oh, I guess it's the European Championship of F3 with Esteban Ocon in 2014, Felix Rosenquist in 2015, Lance Stroll in 2016. And I mean, these are just Ryan Briscoe won Formula 3 Euro Series with them in 2003. Like, they've been connected with some pretty, Zhou Guanyu won F3 Asia. Like, I mean, these are names that everyone listening probably knows. So
yeah,
they have a lot of connections and have, you know, relationships with a ton of drivers. So if there's anyone who wants to come to IndyCar, like maybe Daniel Ricciardo at this point should probably be looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
And we can just leave that at that, because I think the whole world finally agrees what we have been saying for a long time.
Yeah.
And maybe he can come with Prema. I don't know.
So the problem with that is he's not a young rookie. He's technically an IndyCar rookie, and he's not an IndyCar. Like, I don't think he fits on the Prema team at all. I get what you mean, but I don't think he would be a good fit there for what
he just has cachet marketing wise.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. So speaking of F1, my girlfriend's mom started watching Drive to Survive, I don't know, last week. And she was in Philly Thursday night. We went out to dinner, and she was like asking me lots of questions and whatnot, really interested in it. And then I forget how it came up, but it came up like, wait. And I was like, oh yeah, last year one guy won like 22 out of 23 races. And she's like, I started getting the sense that it's about to get real boring racing wise. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. So even new Drive to Survive fans are already catching on to that.
Yeah, I think. Well, we've discussed this. We don't need to get into it, but
no.
Yeah,
no, I'm
ready for IndyCar to be back. No. It is an interesting thing to talk about, because it's sad that even a new fan, somebody who's very fresh, has that sense. That says a lot.
Right.
But oh well, that's their problem, not ours. Welcome, Prema, to IndyCar, or should I say, buongiorno. I said that like the most butchered way possible. I don't know how you actually say it. Like, buongiorno. Maybe that was good. I don't know.
That was better. The first attempt was like very dad jokey. The second attempt,
buongiorno. Like... Yeah. Feels like I'm saying the like frozen pizza brand.
Yeah. You know what it sounded like is in the movie Inglourious Basterds when Brad Pitt's character.
Yes. Yes.
That's
kind of what I was going for. Yeah. Yeah. That was, he's hilarious in that movie with that. Oh, they're pretending to speak Italian. That's good. Oh, but I think I sent this in the group chat earlier. The Italian livery.
Yeah.
That they have with the yellow, red, and white, like the Italian flag, looks very much like the Adrian Fernandez Tecate livery from back in the day, which is pretty cool. And somebody, I think, posted that it looks like the, whatever the villain guy's name is in Cars. He's like an F1 car. In Cars 2 or something.
Yeah.
I think he's Italian.
I've never seen it.
I think it's in Cars 2. I don't know. I saw it a long time ago. So
sure.
Kind of the car looks like that guy. Maybe okay. I'll look up what the character's name is. But
it also kind of reminded me of Pato Award's Carlin car.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mexican color is basically literally just the horizontal version of the vertical. Yeah. Yeah, Italian flag. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But what is this guy's villain? What's the villain's name?
Steve
in Cars. Definitely not.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But it is Steve Wittick's birthday from Trackside
Online. I saw that. Happy birthday to Steve. What the hell is this guy's name? Oh, Francesco Bernoulli.
Francesco Dracone?
No, but he was actually one of the people on the list of Prema drivers.
Oh, he's probably the sad part of that list.
Look.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Okay, yeah, I see it.
It's exactly the, yeah, people should go look up, just type in Francesco from the movie Cars 2, and it is the Prima car with a face.
Fair enough.
All right. Catherine Legg is going to attempt to contest the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500 with Dale Coyne Racing. She has a cosmetic sponsorship called ELF, which I've actually seen in the store before.
No idea.
I've seen it, and yeah, I think maybe my wife might use some of their products. So that's pretty cool because I think it's a large name in that realm, which obviously is not something big for us. Oh, it stands for eyes, lips, face. That makes a lot of sense. That's really logical.
Huh, interesting.
The livery is cool. I mean, it's a pink and kind of dark gray, and I don't know, I think it's cool. And it's always just good to have a female racer of talent and ability and likable personality attempting to make the race, because so we've had female drivers that are just, I think, seat filling in the past.
Sure.
Just like we've had plenty of male drivers doing the same, but this is a good get for Dale Coyne. I doubt she's going to be one of the people that qualifies towards the front, but I'm confident she will make the race, and she's somebody who you never know could be there at the end.
Fair enough. I'm very excited for her. I'm very happy for her. I know deserving, the word deserve doesn't really have too much of a place in racing, but
true,
she definitely deserves to get this opportunity. It was funny, the first tweet I saw congratulating her was Jack Harvey, who she's essentially in his car for the 500. Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing X number of races minus the 500, so that kind of gave me a little bit of a chuckle, but I think, you know, I'm excited to see how she does. I think she could qualify in the like 15 to 22-ish range, like pretty comfortably.
For sure. That would not be surprising at all. If she got in the like the fast 9, I think I would be surprised just given the equipment. Like if you put Catherine Legg in a Ganassi car, I would not be surprised at all to see her qualify in the fast 9.
Yeah, that's fair.
But Dale Coyne, I don't expect them, except for that one year where Seb was like going to be on the pole and then crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like heartbreaking for me as a huge Seb fan.
I remember where I was when that happened. I wasn't at the track that year, but
it was a very memorable crash.
I was at the bar. I was at Neshaminy Brewing for my friend Ryan from college's birthday. So we can blame Ryan if you want somebody to blame.
Okay. But it'll be cool. Right. I didn't even realize that Rick Ware Racing was connected with this entry.
Is Rick
still?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. It's the number 51, which was previously connected with them, where it had that like Nurtec livery.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever Nurtec is, some kind of, I think it's a migraine medication.
It is, yes.
But yeah, anyway, I see there's a small white RWR logo on the side of this render for Catherine Legg.
Huh.
So this is,
I saw they were tagged. I just didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have time today to actually dig into it at all.
This is going to be a popular diecast.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
It's like, it just looks good. Anyway, we've also got, I think, the last piece of news to talk about that we've been rambling on for far longer than we intended to tonight is that, like you mentioned, our semi-regular co-host, Mr. Malukas, is unfortunately, I guess, not healing as fast as was initially expected. Maybe we can ask him a little bit about that when we talk to him. Who knows how much he wants to share, but
yeah,
we can also just respect that he may not want to talk about it. He's not driving in Long Beach. The rumors are that Teo Porcher is going to take that ride, but Callum Ilott is still going to substitute for David at the
test.
Open test. Yeah, coming up.
Yeah, they've said Ilott will not be racing for them at Long Beach. So I'd imagine it won't be too long before we find out who, especially because Porcher is like, was in the simulator in North Carolina. He's been in Indy for at least a couple days. So This is one of those like poorly kept, I don't want to say poorly kept secrets, but poorly kept secrets. It's the only thing I can think of describing.
Yeah. And I mean, he's 20 years old. He's really young.
But is he really? God damn.
Yeah, he's only 20 years old. And that's after spending like three and a half seasons in F2. So I mean, he finished second in 2022, and then he finished, like, he won in 2023. So he wasn't one of those guys like Piastri or Leclerc who just kind of won, you know, at the first try. And I think, unfortunately, it seems like F1, everybody's just looking for the next Verstappen. And if you don't win at every step on your first attempt, they just decide that you're not good enough, even though we know that that's not true, because people take time to learn how to drive a new car, and consistency is more important than raw speed. I would think for especially a team like Williams, who's going to need somebody who doesn't just keep wrecking.
Yeah. And I think the funding over there is just out of control with how expensive it is. So I don't think that's, you know, helping these kids at all right now. It's so expensive to get into any F3 or F2, or, you know, one of the regional F4s are even expensive. So it's just hard right now.
I think it's damning that Prema, who's been successful in F2, GP2, you know, whatever, that I think they actually started in like Formula 3000, you know, like they've been on that second rung of the ladder for like 25 years. And that should be a team that's primed. Like, that's how Jordan joined F1. I mean, they were winning in the lower series. That's also how Sauber did it, I think, too. There's a bunch of teams like that. But they're not allowed to. Like, if they didn't let Andretti in, they're definitely not letting Prema have an F1 team. So that's why they're coming to IndyCar. This is how you continue to self-own. And with that, I don't know if you have anything else, but...
Nope.
That's the news for the week.
We'll wrap it there again. We are tentatively slated to chat with Mr. Malukas Tuesday afternoon.
If not, I'll pretend to be him.
Yep. It'll be part one.
We sounded look so much alike.
It'll be part one of a very disappointing string of co-hosts. And
me pretending to be him, that'd be really, really sad. Stand-in.
And then Pit Pass NASCAR will have a regular episode next week. Midweek next week, I leave for Europe. And then the week after, I'm totally off. So, you know, you might get episodes, you might not. It's all up to Frenchie. And yeah. Guys, have a good one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.